Mr. Tsung made the coordinator stand right there and translate everything he said exactly with no changes. Mr. Tsung hunkered down close to the side of the bed and started talking. The coordinator translated at each pause.
It is one thing,
translated the Scot,
to be a mighty warrior. But although you have won every battle and driven the enemy to rout from a field of slaughter, the entire war can be lost at the conference table.
Johnny digested that. They actually hadn't won the war yet, by a long ways. But even if they did, they could lose the whole thing in that conference room. He had known that, but he was impressed. Mr. Tsung had obviously sought this job not as somebody who cleaned up a room, but as an advisor. Well, heavens knew he needed advice. He had come up with no ideas.
Your attitude,
the coordinator continued to translate as the little Mr. Tsung spoke on,
must be calculated to impress. A lord is used to handling inferiors. He is impressed by being handled as an inferior. Be haughty. Do not be polite. Be cold and disdainful. Be distant and aloof. Say, this old man is really ringing out my Mandarin. That's real court Chinese he's talking.
Mr. Tsung motioned him not to add his own comments.
Do not,
the Scot obediently translated,
agree or seem to agree to anything.
Come on.
Your words can be tricked into seeming to agree. So avoid the word yes. They will make preposterous demands they know they cannot attain, just to gain bargaining points. So you, in return, should advance to them impossible demands, even if you feel they won't agree. And who knows? You might win them. All diplomacy is a matter of compromise. There is a middle ground between the two opposite poles of impossible demands, which will become the eventual treaty or agreement. Always work for the most advantageous position you can get.
The Scot paused.
He wants to know if you've got all that?
Yes, sir,
said Johnny.
And welcome.
He was feeling this was useful, even though it didn't give him the idea he needed.
And now,
said the coordinator,
he wants to give you lessons in deportment. Watch him.
Well, they were dealing with creatures from many another race, and their ideas of deportment and those from ancient imperial China might not agree at all. So Johnny felt a bit tolerant as he watched the Chinese. But almost immediately, he felt he was wrong. These manners fitted any race. How to stand, feet apart, tall, leaning slightly back, firmly fixed to the earth. Position? Dominant. Got that? Then do it! How to hold a scepter or wand. One hand on grip end, other end laid in the other palm. Grip both ends to show control. Tap one end into palm to hint the small possibility of punishment when one might wish to seem a bit offended. Wave idly in air to show that the other's argument was of no consequence and was like the wind. Got all that? Here is a wand. Do it. Not quite right. Be easy, lordly. Now do them all again. Walk as though not caring what lies before you. Suggests power. Steady, unstoppable. Like this. Got it? Do it.